This is Linda Morgan for More FM and the River, and I've got Niagara Falls Mayor Jim Diodati on the phone. How are you today?
I'm well, Linda. How are you doing?
Excellent. So, of course, on November 30th, double-dosed Canadians returning home from short international trips won't need to show a negative COVID-19 test at land and air borders. So what's your reaction to that news?
Well, I think it's great for anyone who lives along the border. So anybody that's used to going over the river to visit their family, their friends, or they've got their favorite shopping places or restaurants, I think it's great news because it's been very disruptive for anyone that lives along the border. In the same way that any place that lives anywhere, if they were to cut off half of your city and you weren't allowed to go there anymore, it'd be disruptive. So it'll be great in that regard. The part that I'm a little bit concerned about is Canadians will now be able to take all this money that they've saved over COVID and spend it in the U.S., but that won't be reciprocated because the Americans won't be able to spend their money here. So I think from an economic perspective, it's a little bit of a concern, the approach that we've taken, but I'm certainly happy for those of us that do live along the border. It'll be a way to kind of get back to normal, back to the things that we used to do.
And I actually wanted to ask you about that because now that it is easier for Canadians to cross-border shop and, you know, the same thing hasn't been reciprocated for American travelers coming here. So do you think that local businesses will be negatively impacted in a large way heading into the holiday season?
I do. In the same way that, you know, we're encouraging staycations and people in Ontario to stay here and spend their vacation dollars here, at least balanced out to a degree. I mean, Niagara Falls never, ever recouped what we lost during COVID, but at least it was enough for some businesses to keep their head above water. But now those people will be allowed to cross the border. They'll be able to go shopping at the Galleria and all those places that they like to frequent on the U.S. side, but the Americans who are dying to spend their money here as well won't be reciprocating with the ongoing rules and regulations. So it's going to be difficult for businesses here. It's going to be difficult for tourists, tourism businesses here, but I'm guessing they're going to do this, wait and see, track the numbers, see the trends, and then every 4 weeks we revisit the regulations. Hopefully, if our numbers are still in a good place, they'll have a second look at other regulation changes they might do.
And of course, as you mentioned, the molecular test requirement is still in place for Americans traveling, as well as people traveling for more than 72 hours. So what are your thoughts on that? Is there anything you think the federal government should be doing differently regarding border measures?
Well, I think the first thing that I'd suggest is, you know, they need to talk to those of us along the border to get input at the very least, just so they know what kind of impact their decisions are having. Oftentimes we make decisions with good intentions, but they're unintended negative outcomes. So, and I'll give you an example. You know, clearly we don't encourage texting and driving, and people used to steer and text. Well, unfortunately, then when they banned it, oftentimes people would text between their legs to hide their phone, and then the police refer to that as intoxication. So it was an unintended negative outcome where we had more deaths and more car accidents by the fact that people were texting and driving and hiding their phones. So I wouldn't want to see any negative unintended consequences. So hopefully they're going to revisit the impact of their decisions so that we can make sure, of course, first and foremost, we're making decisions based on safety. And then after that, making sure they're fair and equitable decisions, that we're not going to make anyone suffer further because business has already been suffering for the last 2 years. We want to make sure that we ease that burden. We don't make it heavier.
And what would you say to anyone who's thinking of making a trip across the border and is on the fence about it?
You mean Canadians or Americans?
Either.
Well, for Americans, I would encourage them, all Americans can go and get their tests done for free. They can go to any Walgreens, CVS, or other, and they can get the tests done. And it's very quick. It doesn't take long. And we encourage people, the test they need, it's called a rapid diagnostic. Typically, it only takes a couple of hours for them to get their results. They book it online. It's a drive-through test. They self-administer it. They have the results in a couple hours. It's also known as a NAT test, N-A-T. AAT, that is acceptable at Canadian Customs for getting back into Canada. So for any Americans traveling, it's free, it's quick, and it's accepted in Canada. For Canadians traveling in the U.S., well, you just need to be doubly vaccinated, go for less than 3 days, and you can come back without having to get that test. So I think right now we're trying to educate Americans to let them know it is quite simple if they do want to come here, as long as they're doubly vaccinated, as long as they've got the rapid diagnostic test, also known as a NAT test or molecular test, they will be allowed to come into the country, and they can, too, do their shopping and spend some of the money that they've saved over COVID.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Okay, you're welcome, and thank you, Linda.
All right, this is Linda Morgan for More FM and the River, and that was Niagara Falls Mayor Jim Diodati.